Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's go right to the phones. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hi, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Obvious, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thanks for calling the show. I certainly couldn't do it without all you callers.
Sure you could, Mr. Obvious. I've heard this other fathead on the radio that just blabbers on for hours. He don't take no callers or nothing, just blah, 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 spouting his opinion about everything under the sun. I don't like that.
I hear what you're saying, caller. Point well taken. Did you have a question?
I need some career advice.
Now we're talking. That's one of Mr. Obvious' specialties. I've counseled many a caller on important life decisions. Finding the right job is essential to one's happiness.
Yeah, I guess so. It's not so much the happiness I'm worried about. It's my mortgage. I've been out of work for a while, and I really need a good job to pay off some bills.
Well, the first place to start is figuring out what type of job you're qualified for, and then finding opportunities in that field.
Well, I already got the job picked out.
Wonderful. What have you chosen as your new career?
I'm going to be an airline pilot.
An airline pilot? Are you sure about that, caller?
Oh, I'm positive, Mr. O. I wanted to be a doctor, but then I found out you have to go to college for that.
Yeah. And
I really can't afford the time or money that might take. So, you know, besides, I really like those uniforms that pilots get to wear. I look great in blue, Mr. Obvious.
Gee, caller, it sounds like you've really thought this through.
Oh, I sure have, Mr. O. Heck, I even already got me one of them pilot suitcases on wheels that you see them dragging through the airport. And I've been working on my in-flight announcements. Listen to this. Attention, passengers. Mm-hmm. If you look out the left side of the aircraft, you'll see the Grand Canyon. And on the right side, you can see the Empire State Building. We're currently flying over Nebraska, and the altitude is 75 degrees. Roger, Wilco, Delta Niner.
I guess you've got it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, caller.
Mm?
Do you have any training to fly planes?
Well, yeah, I've been studying real hard for the past 2 years now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. How's school going?
We ain't even cracked a book open yet.
What sort of things are you studying?
Mostly physical training, I guess.
Well, I'm sure that's very important as well. You need a lot of physical strength and stamina. What sort of physical training are you doing?
Well, mostly strength conditioning. Some flexibility training and a little cardio. It's all kinds of stuff.
That's all well and good, but do you discuss flight theory, the history of aviation, instrument panel reading, anything related to flying?
No, not really. Sometimes in class while we're stretching and warming up, I pretend it's a pre-flight check. That's just something I do on my own.
So you've been gone for 2 years?
Yep.
You're a full-time student?
No, it's just an hour-long class three times a week.
Only 3 hours a week? Well, no wonder it's taking so long. Is this an accredited school?
Well, my instructor says he's certified. He was in the Air Force and even studied pilot classes in college.
Mm-hmm. Pilot classes?
Yeah, that's what I signed up for.
Where did you sign up for these pilot classes?
Well, that's what made it so convenient, Mr. Obvious. It's right here at the gym where I work out. Free pilot's classes with my membership. I couldn't pass that up. I'm starting to think, though, that you get what you pay for, you know?
How are we spelling pilot?
P-I-L-A-T-E-S.
No, caller, that's not pilots, it's Pilates. It's not a class for learning to fly planes. It's a physical fitness program designed by a man named Joseph Pilates. They're very popular in gyms all around the country. It's no wonder you haven't spent any time in a flight simulator. You're doing exercises in a health club.
Pilates?
Yes, Pilates.
I never made the connection. You know, Pilates sounds a lot like what I ordered at that Mexican restaurant I went to last week. Pilates. It was the worst Mexican restaurant I've ever been to.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have anything to eat. There was just a bunch of fat women sitting around the floor complaining about feeling bloated. It was called La Maz Class.
It's a La Maz Class. It's for pregnant women.
That would explain the grumpy service I got.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for
I got to tell you, Mr. O, I might not be able to fly an airplane yet, but I look fantastic in my uniform.
I'm sure you do.
Rock hard, six-pack abs, and an ass you can crack an egg on. Listen up. Do you think that this gym is a good place for my daughter to take her ballet classes?
Oh, wait. Let me guess. You signed her up for spinning class?
Twice a week.
This has been the Mr. Obvious Show.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to get up right now. We're going to get cheered up with the lovely...
Yeah, Jesus! I mean...
the lovely Allie Breen.
Are you at a funeral?
Hi, guys.
Where are you, Allie? I can see
I'm in Boston.
How long were you in the wind tunnel?
I know.
I kind of like it.
I was out already. I'm already... I got the windblown look. I look like I'm in the Munsters, like, study. It's a whole look.
No.
I'm at a funeral home, but yeah.
Look, we're all adults. We all know what look you have. It's the post...
Post.
You got the gloves.
I wish.
You look like the freshly...
You look well rogered.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah, vigorously rogered.
Vigorously rogered, yes.
I wish that
you look like the femme fatale in one of those L.A. detective movies.
Yeah.
I like that.
I knew she was trouble as soon as she walked into my
L.A. Confidential.
Yeah, you look like you're the lady.
Who do you think you are, Lana Turner?
That is
some
Lana
film
Turner.
Noir.
She had the kind of legs you wouldn't mind strangling you to death with.
No, the kind of legs you wouldn't mind sucking on for a day.
It was a Wednesday. I wore a light coat. Her name was Breen, Allie Breen. Oh, it wasn't hot outside, but boy, was it hot when I saw
her. She smelled the cheap perfume and trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, mister. Help me.
My boner couldn't help itself. Okay.
Subtle.
No, it means he made a mistake.
Okay.
Stop.
Allie, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out because you can reach her on your favorite social media platform and ask her about your love troubles. Do you have any letters for us?
I do. Dear Allie, the other night I had a dream that I caught my wife cheating on me. The thing is, I don't know how far out of the realm of possibility this is. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I'm home maybe 36 to 48 hours a week, and I know she spends a lot of time with this guy, the guy in his dream, I guess. Do I mention the dream to her as I'm clearly suspicious, or just keep this to myself?
Ooh, man.
Boy.
Yeah.
So the dream really isn't the problem.
No, the suspicion is the problem, I think. Yeah.
That's the dream.
I mean,
Guys and girls can be friends.
No, they can't.
But if you want to ask her about it, just see how she reacts. Like, isn't this hilarious? I had a dream that you guys were screwing behind my back. That's just obnoxious, right? And see how she reacts. If she gets defensive right away, then I don't know. Because if you're presenting it in a funny way.
Do you have to bring the dream up?
Yeah, do that and have a video camera rolling to get her face.
Maybe go into the vivid details of the dream, how it was working.
The dreams... The dream's the good way to do it without sounding like you're actually suspicious. Yeah. Like Jess is right to be like, I had a dream. I didn't think that, but you know,
I didn't realize Allie was evil like that. I was dreaming that you were cheating on me. Yeah, that's silly, yeah. Right?
The wife might be like, oh my gosh, we did do that. That's so weird. You dreamt it.
Oh, your dream, it was in the pool room? No, it was actually in the guest room.
What's the old joke about the guy who loved golf?
The lady.
No, his
wife says to him, hey, listen, I want you to,
if I die, I want
you to get remarried. I hope you find a lovely lady.
Right. And I hope she loves golf like I do.
Yeah. And he goes, but are you going to give her my golf clubs?
Right. And he says,
no, she's a lefty.
She's a left-hander.
She's already banging her. You set that up really well.
You didn't help. I was
trying. you want the Cliff Notes jokes never work.
Oh, I love it.
Is there an appropriate time for that? Like if you lose a spouse and then 2 months later you're with somebody else, is that a little...
Are you asking for a friend?
Quick.
Are you asking for Patton Oswalt?
I was going to say, especially when someone dies suspiciously.
You never know. Leave him alone. Let's get back to our letters.
Josh,
let's move on.
Dear Allie, I just bought a condo and the couple next door has insanely loud sex morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, they do.
We have 2 kids, ages 3 and 5. I want to say something to the neighbors, and my husband says we really can't. What do you guys think? They're literally screaming all day.
Ew. Do they have a job?
Apparently not.
Maybe they make movies for a living.
Oh,
First of all.
Exactly, an OnlyFans couple.
Right. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
No, you go over and you say, I had a dream that I killed my neighbors because they were married. they were having sex too loud. Isn't that crazy?
What are your thoughts on that?
They got their looks on their faces.
Ask what brand of Spanish fly they have.
Yeah,
and could
no
you please
joke.
Get us some?
Morning, noon, and night.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? Can you say anything to them?
I guess, and I'm going to try to channel Josh on this. I guess the mature thing would be to... Excuse me.
You guys tend to be a
little loud during the day. Is there any way?
They were there first. It's like people that move in by the airport aren't allowed to be complaining about the sound of the airport.
Right.
It's the same thing.
But you know that's going to happen. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Sex maniacs next door.
You're a realtor on the side, Christy. Don't you have to put as one of the things in there?
That loud sex down the line.
This house is in a floodplain and the people next door have really loud sex.
I always thought it would be a great idea if you could spend the night in a house before you bought it.
Yes, seriously.
That's
right.
Yeah. Is it okay to use the toilet while you're looking at a house?
People do it.
Sure.
This is a house, not an apartment situation?
It's a condo.
A condo.
So they're right on top of you.
They share a wall.
Maybe get one of those.
Well, you're allowed... A sound thing, because you're allowed, if someone's walking really heavily, you're allowed to ask them to put in carpeting. So is there something you could put on your wall?
Oh, really?
Yes. You could put that foam stuff on the wall. I'm not sure how soundproof it would be.
I honestly had this issue with, they were either loud banger, it was the same couple, they fought like crazy, and they had sex like crazy. Which sometimes, I guess, goes hand in hand.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
And I would yell things to encourage either. Yeah, she seems to love it. Because I got so fed up.
Okay.
And then during the fight, I'd go, he's right. And I could only hear that they were fighting. I had no idea what they were talking about.
Hit her for me.
Did they pause after you said that?
Yeah, there would always be kind of a pause, and then there would be
a knock on the door.
And then it would continue.
They didn't care. Beat up.
They didn't care. It was really annoying, and it was just me.
I can't imagine if I had kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just say that. You can say, I have kids. If you could tone it down a little bit, and hopefully the couple's not psychotic and would understand.
Yeah.
Right. Start blaring some gospel music at them, or someone praying really loud. We're like, this is killing the mood. Like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
That's a good idea. Start blaring church music.
That is not a good idea.
I love that. God. Christian rock.
Up from the grave.
Get a pistol. Get a pistol, any kind, it's your choice, and some blanks, and start firing your gun while they're having a loud sex. See what they do.
That'll turn them on.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay. Let's move on. We can't solve this one. This is a construction problem.
Dear Allie, me and my boyfriend are going to a destination wedding, and they have a bachelor party planned that I'm not allowed to go to.
My boyfriend and I.
I told him maybe that night we should just do a romantic dinner because we're not going to have any time to ourselves, and I won't have anything to do during the bachelor party. I don't really know or want to hang out with the girls. He says, if I'm going to make it difficult, maybe I just shouldn't go.
Whoa.
But am I being difficult?
Good for him.
Wow.
Attaboy.
Way to take charge.
Boy, a bachelor party the night before the wedding
is always a bad idea.
Very bad idea.
I don't know how that ever
I can't believe that still happened.
I can't either. That's very rare anymore.
Which that means it shouldn't get that crazy, right? It's probably not going to be that wild if it's the night before.
Not necessarily.
Sure.
Oh, well.
If he wants to keep her away from it. I would put it this way. Whose friend is it? Do we know?
It's his friend, apparently.
It's his friend.
But you said he's not allowed to go to the bachelor party?
She's no, she's not.
No, she's not. So she wants him to not go to keep her company.
A buddy of mine.
So they'll just go to the wedding.
That's an unfair ask.
Had his bachelor party the night before, and they put him on a bus to Cleveland, and he missed the, missed the wedding.
Are you serious?
And they had to postpone it for like 2 or 3 days before he finally got back.
My gosh.
But his friends thought that was real funny.
Oh, man, they think that was funny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is an unfair ask. You're going, he can go to the bachelor party, and you just, I'm sure you're in a hotel room or whatever.
Yeah, right, watch Netflix soft porn. What is it?
Yeah, Hunting Wives.
Do some arts and crafts.
Watch some Hunting Wives. Then when he gets home, jump his bones. There you go.
That's right. Stay at home and play with yourself. Come on.
Get prepared.
Go to the mall. Look for another guy.
Woo, shopping. Dump charge him. Yeah.
Okay.
Next. I never understand when people get upset about having a night to themselves. I feel like I would love that. I'd be like, go do your thing. I'll take 3 or 4 hours and then,
I'm with you,
Allie. When you get back. Yeah. That's great.
Exactly.
I'm completely on board for that. A nice night by yourself.
Yes.
Don't you love that every once in a while?
Plus, everyone will hate you if he's you're the reason he's not going to the bachelor party. Like, they will all hate you. And
you can order some food in, Tom. You could have it delivered. And then you can take it out of the containers and replate everything like you do. It'd be a lovely evening.
You can wait for the TVs to warm up.
So these
eat in bed.
Allie, maybe. Allie, I think I figured out that you probably can't cook at all, but and you'd probably get a lot of DoorDash. But are you like me? Do you? I like to put it on a nice plate with real silverware, maybe get a glass for my iced tea. Sit down like a gentleman.
I wish that I could say I was anything like that. Nope, I go right from the plastic containers.
Absolutely. Oh,
Way it's supposed to be.
Rock and roll, baby.
Because that's just more dishes I'll have
save
to get.
Save a dish,
I don't
save a planet.
That.
Yep.
That's what I say.
No, but sit down and enjoy the moment.
She does. Yeah.
I can do that with plastic. Absolutely.
Just take the Chinese food, shovel it in.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Okay.
You hold it right below your mouth.
Run to the bathroom. Run to the bathroom.
Shovel it out.
puke to stay thin. Our guest is comedian Allie Breen. Send us your love troubles. Although I think I may have the answer if we can go back one letter.
Okay.
If I understand the scenario, this couple has been invited to a destination wedding, and it's the guy's friend, right?
Yep.
And he wants to go to the bachelor party, but she's not invited. And he's saying you have to stay. She should show up at the bachelor party and strip.
There's one solution.
What do you think? Anybody?
No. I like it.
No.
It's like
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but also pretty good.
That'd be pretty funny. Or at least start to strip.
That would make him wish he stayed home.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Let's go on to our next letter with Allie Breen. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I have a good job and I drive a really nice car because I live at home and don't pay rent. Everyone at work just thinks that I'm actually a trust fund kid. I just started dating a coworker and I don't know what to do. Do you think she'll run if she realizes I've been lying about my situation and actually live with my parents? I'm 34 years old.
We've had this letter before.
Make the commitment. You're gonna lie. Keep the lie up as long as you can.
You're not gonna be able to.
So he has already lied.
He's got 3 weeks to find an apartment. That's the answer.
This isn't one of those things.
And a nice one.
Yeah.
It's got to be not like a hole in the wall.
Stay there for 1 month and then you go, I have to move. There you go.
Yeah. He's got to immediately fix this.
He either has to come clean or, like she said, find a place to live.
I just recently gone into witness protection.
Didn't we have this before? And didn't the guy's parents go on vacation or something?
And he was bringing a woman back.
It was real obvious that he didn't live there by himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those are my knickknacks I collect.
How much stool softener do you need?
Yeah.
If you're 34 and still living at home, it's time.
What?
You know, yeah. It's time to move out.
Time to launch.
Although we're missing the larger point. How cool is this car? It might be.
Well, that's true.
That's the thing. I don't know why she wouldn't look at the situation as, all right, he's going to spend money on me instead of rent.
And his parents might spend money on her, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Maybe I say live cool. as, I've always yeah. been a fan of live at home as long as you can.
Yeah, but no home games.
Yeah, well, it depends.
That's tough.
It depends.
It depends that's on how fine. Cool your parents are, I yeah, guess.
If what if has a place? Cool. It doesn't
what,
matter.
What if she lives at home? I hope that cool car is a van.
Yeah, maybe make an excuse to go to her place all the time. Say your place is under renovation and
no.
Yeah. So you're saying keep lying.
You can't.
Josh, I heard you giving it to the can. I heard you giving it to the girl last night. You made your dad proud.
Lasted a long time, son.
My God.
Okay, we can squeeze in one more letter. Once again, it's Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Allie's a very fine stand-up comedian, does a lot of TV stuff, and she's everywhere and looking great today. And what have you got?
Dear Allie, me and my roommate got into a huge fight the other night because I've been dating on Tinder and I brought three different guys home with me in the last 2 weeks. She says she needs to start vetting these guys because she's not comfortable having strangers in the house where she's sleeping. Mm. I said we both pay equal rent and neither one of us are each other's parents, so that's ridiculous. What do you guys think?
Mm. She has a point. Yeah. But, I don't totally agree with it, but she kind of has a point.
Dear Easy.
Yeah, there's no background check.
Some guy is kind of
she certainly gets around. Yeah, but that is an awkward situation. It's going to happen, but she's going to keep bringing guys home.
I don't know how you could have them vetted by your roommate every time, you know, like sit them down like parents, you know, you're going to have to introduce them and I don't think it would work.
Get a deadbolt on your door.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
Try to get a picture of their driver's license, so if anything goes missing, you can be like, hey, look at this. It was this guy.
Wait, that is the stupidest thing. You've said some dumb things on the show. How are you going to get the guy's driver's license?
The girl that's banging him has to somehow get it. And then you can have a
weird conspiracy.
That's no dumber than a deadbolt. Hey, I'll not let my roommate in.
No, she's saying in her room.
No, she can still steal her things.
He can come back later and kill her.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because now he knows where she lives.
Now we have death involved. Wait.
I'm sorry, now we've gone to a murder.
No. Don't actually kill her. Tell her you had a dream about killing her.
Yeah, okay, good. It all ties. Thank you.
You could have him submit his license. You could say, hey, if you want to sleep with me, you have to submit your license to my roommate and get approved as if it's like a condo board meeting.
Like if you want to watch porn up in some states.
You have to hold up your license.
If you guys went home with a woman and she said,
what do you mean if?
Yes. I have to take a photo of your ID. Oh. What would you do?
I would do it.
But Pat would redact his real birthday. He doesn't care about anything except for the birthday.
I have a fella who can do quite a wonder with.
I can make him a really good fake ID.
A good fake ID.
Thank you very much.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.